John Mice here, talking about teaching on automating your online information business. And here's what I'm going to do at this point is give you a literally a step-by-step overview of what works. Once I've done this, I'm going to begin to go into the details, the mechanics of how it works, and we're going to dig deep to make this happen. Okay. We're going to start initially with a series of, I'm going to call them entry-level product or products. Okay, this could be one product, could be 100 products. For today's example, I'm gonna focus on having 6 products as our entry-level products. We literally have the 6 different entry-level products. Okay, now, for those of you who do not yet have 6 entry-level products, 2 things. Number one, I'm going to teach you through the course of this teaching how to quickly create your 6 entry-level products. This could probably be done in a week or 6 or 8 days. Literally, if it's done exactly the way that I share, certainly something that could be done in the course of a month or 6 weeks to create not a product funnel here, but just literally 6 different entry-level products. However, this system, I'm going to give you the complete overview of the system, but if all you have is one product, or you even need to create one product, you'll be able to start with one product and then continue to add on additional products as time goes on. Okay, so the way that these products are going to be positioned, okay, the first product that you have, let's say that we have 6 entry-level products in your particular niche, and these 6 products can be different products. Well, certainly they're different products, but these could be different sub-niches, or they could be a different angle of teaching one particular product. They could literally be very similar in nature, all the way up to being very different by literally going into different sub-niches. I don't believe that it's necessarily important how different these products are, and you'll begin to see that as this unfolds, because our goal initially is only going to be for someone to make at least one purchase of this initial basket of 6 products. They don't need to buy all 6. Now, certainly if you're working in a niche where there are 6 sub-niches and you can create 6 sub-niche products, and when someone buys one, they might buy the others in the future, then that's a great place to be, but that's not necessary. Okay, the idea here is that they're going to purchase at least one of these over the course of time. Okay, now, I want to differentiate what I'm getting ready to share with you from what we sometimes see online, where we see a website that has a link where there's 6 links, and you can browse through all 6 sales pages and decide which one works better for you. I'm differentiating it from that. I'm differentiating this from giving people the opportunity to buy any 6 in the first week. Okay, so that would be where you have a campaign where one day they're promoted one thing, one day they're promoted another, one day they're promoted another. Okay, I don't want to say that either of those models doesn't work. However, I have found personally in implementing what I'm getting ready to teach that what I have found that consistently based on all the available information that I can find out there, okay, on other marketers' numbers per visitor, okay, is that presenting prospects with one product at a time, okay, and again, we're assuming it's a credible offer, we're assuming we're optimizing it so we can maximize our sales conversions, et cetera. What I find is that my best study shows that all things being equal, if we give people one option at a time, in the long run, conversion rates are higher. And I believe that one of the reasons that happens is, you know, we've seen the psychological studies out there that show that have been written about in some of the mainline business books recently, where when you test giving people multiple options versus giving them one or two options, then people have a harder time deciding which they're going to pick out of everything. Whereas if there's only one or two options, it's an either easier yes or no decision. So that gets into a little bit of psychology. All of that to say, what I'm going to share with you is going to be presenting sequentially over time, one product, then another product, then another product. Okay, now, What I like to see is that when the campaign begins, the very beginning of the campaign, we are going to have, and by the way, I'm going to give you right now a number that works. This number can be higher or lower. It's not a perfect number. Well, maybe a perfect number. I don't know, but I'm not calling it a perfect number. I'm not saying that other numbers don't work, but when you build your business, you have to make some decisions. Okay, you can't literally have a 10-day sequence and a 14-day sequence for each individual. You could have two and split test them. You literally can't have the same person get exposed to multiple links of a particular series and make that happen. You could split test multiple links if you want. I'm going to base this on a 14-day period. Now, this does not mean 14 emails in a 14-day period. This means a 14-day period of time. And when I teach this, it's going to be multiples of 14-day periods. So we'll have six 14-day periods in this example, which would be a total of 3 months. Okay, now what I have personally found in my own marketing, okay, is that when leads are initially marketed too well, that as many as 80 to 90% of first purchases occur in the first 90 days that somebody is on an email list. Now, obviously, if you're not a great front-end marketer and you don't build relationships, that number is going to be lower. Okay? And if you don't have back-end products, then whether or not somebody buys an initial product at a certain rate or percentage may not be as important. Okay? And so when I throw this number out there, I just want you to understand I'm not calling it a benchmark. I'm not saying it's something to shoot for. I'm not saying that it's good or bad. Simply saying that what I find is that a large percentage of first purchases occur within the first 90 days. And so what we want to do is put our best foot forward in making an initial sale those initial 90 days. So essentially a three-month period of time having a set of six 14-day windows. In the first 14-day window, we have two choices. One would be and the entire 14 days building a relationship. The other would be to spend 5 to 7 of those days building relationship and the last 5 to 7 making an initial sale. And that's the model I'm going to run with here, and that would be consistent with having six products. So what we're going to do is we're going to have an initial 14-day campaign. The first 5 to 7 days is going to be building a relationship. And there's a couple of different ways we can do that. One very strong way to do that is over-delivering content the first 5 to 7 days. Literally over-delivering content the first 5 to 7 days. Now, please understand, this is a relationship-building time for 5 to 7 days. This is not giving an unlimited level of free content for the rest of someone's life. This is 5 to 7 days of a ton of targeted free content that builds tight relationships. This may also include an email or two where we're getting people's feedback, which allows them to communicate with us, allows us to reply to them, and that tends to really build relationship well. Okay, and we can also throw in other types of emails, relationship building emails, discussion emails, testimonial emails, etc. We can put those into the sequence if we choose. The second half of that initial 14-day campaign, the way that it would be structured would be some type of a mini product launch or a product launch, a perpetual product launch, meaning that it, you know, regardless of when someone comes into the campaign, if they're on day 8, they are going to be, or day 9 or day 12, whatever day it happens to be, they are going to be introduced to this particular product. And now what's going to happen is, obviously, they're either going to buy or they're not going to buy. If they purchase, then they are going to be taken out of our initial non-buyer sequence. And in fact, sequence says, I'll get to that in just a moment, they're going to be taken out of that initial sequence, and they are going to be moved over to a buyer's campaign where they will be presented higher ticket, more in-depth offerings. Okay, if they do not make a purchase in this initial 14-day period of time, then they will move into the second 14-day period of time. This second 14-day period of time will, in this exact model, and you can move the elements of this around if you wish, the way that I like to do it is now go back to some relationship building emails. These maybe have less to do with free content and more to do with discussion, a discussion about why they need to take action, why they're struggling in whatever field, whatever the niche is, why they're struggling, just honest discussion, no push to get people to make any kind of a click, but literally honest discussion, perhaps asking a question that allows people to respond back with an email. And then 5 to 7 days into this next 14-day period of time, they are now presented with the opportunity to participate, or they're going to participate in the next launch of product number two. This is going to be a perpetual launch. So everybody that comes into the campaign after whatever it is, 14 days plus, say, 5 more days, their 19th day, they're going to be exposed to product number two. And then there's going to be 5 to 7 days of selling product number two. Okay, and then if they don't make that purchase, if they make that purchase, they'll move to the buyer's list. If they don't make a purchase, they'll move into the next 14-day campaign so that they can perhaps they'll be presented with something similar, a few days of relationship building, a few days of discussion, and then simultaneous relationship building and discussion, and then they will be again product launched. So this will happen 6 times. Okay, now, this is the foundation. Once you have your foundation, that's your solid foundation, once you have your foundation, you can bolt on anything else that you want. It's kind of like if you buy a new car, you have a choice. You can buy a base model that doesn't have any extras on it, or you can buy a model that has all the extras, and it's custom, and you have to wait until you have to put in an order, and 6 months later you can take delivery of the vehicle. Or you can buy a model that has half of the extras, and maybe that's just available at the dealership. Okay. The idea here is that the way that the car dealers do it, or the car manufacturers do it, is they don't have to have a separate product line in their factory for each of these ones with different features. They can literally make baseline models, and then at the very end they decide, do we want to bolt on something extra for this person? For this person, do we want to bolt on something extra? Okay, that's what you're going to do in your business. Your baseline model is going to be your 6 products. Now, please remember, you can have anywhere from 1 product up to an infinite number of products. You could have 100 products that serve. I'm using 6 because it's a relatively easy number to get to, and also because 6 allows us to really get through the 85 or 88-day window, real close to 90-day window, where the bulk of your first-time purchases should occur, certainly should occur if you're doing adequate marketing. Once you have this foundation, you can bolt on upsells, you can bolt on downsells, you can bolt on additional products. Let's say you want to come up with another product. You say, hey, I want a product number 7. Excellent. You just bolt it onto the end. One more 14-day period. Now we have 7 14-day periods instead of 6. 3 months down the road, you want another product. You say, hey, let's bolt on an 8th product. Now what you could do is you could say, hey, it's been it's been 90 days. So it's been 6 periods of 14 days and 6 2-week periods. We've got 3 months, round that to the 90 days. Okay, and we say, what are we going to do with these people now? Well, what we could do is just put them back through the entire sequence again, simply by copy and pasting the 14-day sequences onto the back of this model. Okay, so you know we're talking about a 90-day period. What we have, if we have 14 times 6, is we should have 84 days. If we take those same 84 days and just bolt them onto the back, we'll now have a 168-day campaign. Obviously, we can bolt in, we can add in additional products at will, at whim, wherever we want to. This is our foundation. There's a word that I use internally. I don't know that the word itself has exactly the same meaning as what I think of it as meaning, but for me, I call it slicing and dicing, okay? Meaning that at any point, as long as I have my foundation there, I can slice and dice this any way that I want to. I can slice product number 5 out and make it product number 8, put a new product in for product 5. I can say, you know what, I want an upsell on all my products, and all I've got to do is create the upsell, and then I just put the upsell into the sequence for all the products. Boom, it's there. I say, hey, I want a downsell. I can add that in and add it in wherever I want. Say, hey, you know what? I don't like the downsell. It's not converting. Let's pull it out. This also allows me to, let's just say that I put the same upsell on all 6 products. Okay, instead of having a different upsell for each product, I've got the same one perhaps. This allows me to use Website Optimizer or another analytics program for sales split testing. This allows me to literally be able to determine the effectiveness of that particular upsell or downsell and optimize it for the highest possible conversion rates for that upsell or downsell. And then I can test and tweak that one downsell for that one upsell across all products. Obviously, I could have six different ones if I wanted to. Again, it's this idea of customization. I can bolt things on wherever I want to. But my foundation is still there. Okay, and this is obviously in contrast to kind of a helter-skelter way of building up a product funnel. When you're done, you may not know exactly what that foundation is. When you go to add something in, you don't know where to plug it in. You want to take something out. You know, you're afraid that you're going to break something in your system. Whereas what we've done here, because we've got a solid foundation, we can literally customize and put on, we can bolt on new parts as much as we want. We can take those off. Again, upsells, downsells, additional products, et cetera, et cetera. What you can also do is easily add buyer funnels as well. Again, you're just bolting those buyer funnels onto your initial system. Let's just say that, for example, again, I'm going to get into this in a little bit more detail in a moment, but for this overview, let's just say that, for example, your upsell is a home study course. Now, what you could do is, initially, you may only have one home study course. What you could do is you could take all buyers of all six initial products, enroll all those buyers. As soon as they buy, they are rolled now into maybe a stick campaign. Okay, so this should be maybe a 7-day, 10-day campaign that makes sure people are using the product, they're consuming the first product. If they don't consume the first one, they may not buy the second one. If they consume the first one and they like it, then you've got a good chance that they'll say, hey, let's get more. If they don't consume it, then they may be thinking, I want to wait till I study product number one. So we may send them a few emails over the course of the first 7 to 10 days asking them if they've had a chance to study lesson number one, you know, what do they think of the concept in lesson two, et cetera, really get them to stick. After 7 to 10 days, now we can begin to present them with the higher priced home study course option. This is something that we could literally bolt on to the end, okay? So somebody becomes a buyer, they go into the buyer funnel. Now you can create a buyer funnel that works the same exact way as your initial six-product foundational funnel. You can have a buyer funnel, okay? And it could start initially with one product, a home study course. Over time, it could have six products on it. It could have a home study course. It could have a high-priced coaching program. It could have a medium-priced coaching program. It could have a six-week coaching program. It could have another level home study course. Okay, and people could go through, once they become a buyer, they could literally go through six 14-day sequences after they become a buyer. Okay, again, I'm going to go into the details next. What I'd like to do before I do this, in the next section, I'm going to literally give you exact launch instructions for the 14-day periods of time, and I'm going to give you the testing process that you will use to fine-tune each of those 14-day sequences so that over time, those 14-day sequences will begin to generate you as much money as possible. Before I do that, let's open the call. Any questions on the concepts that I've just been talking about? Not the mechanics. I'm going to teach on that next. But any questions on the concept, questions or comments?